Knocked One, that I believe he's really exploring his instrument and exploring his culture. Why? Because he comes from a very strong cultural tradition. What he does is he's trying to explore in his instrument a tradition that is not a part of the history of the instrument. For me, that's a real fusion. He's fusing his own background with a Western classical instrument.
I am one of the boat people. I left Vietnam in 1993 on a small boat with friends from Vietnam to the Philippines. I stayed there in the refugee camp for 7 months, and I went to Australia. You know, when I left Vietnam, and living in exile, I think I should do something for my native land as a musician. My personal instrument is the guitar, and it is a Western instrument, and I want to steal it, to bring it back to Vietnam by Vietnamizing it. So I retune it. I give it a new, some new tuning systems. The piece I played is called rice drum. In Vietnamese, it's called trống cơm. It is a type of traditional drum that when you want to tune, you had to apply hot sticky rice on the skin. And people believe that that drum is a sign of harvest time. And I choose to play that piece because that is a very popular piece that every single Vietnamese on earth should know and recognize their identity. Every cultural heritage is either a burden for you to bear or a fortune for you to earn. And I try to choose to treat that heritage as a vehicle that can carry me and Vietnamese music to the wider world, rather than trying to reproduce it in its original forms. Because I don't think I should like to work as a museum keeper. Instead, I want to work as an artist who renews, invents, creates. In my normal life, I have to switch on and off between Vietnamese and English. But in music, I don't need to do that type of switching. I just play. And in my music, there are two languages, the Vietnamese one and the universal one.